In the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Flying high, I emerge through the flames. Have no fear, I'm here, so stand back. Melanin, activate, the name is Super Black. In the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Flying high, I emerge through the flames. Have no fear, I'm here, so stand back. Melanin, activate, the name is Super Black. Imagine that, a future that's super black. Long as your skin brown, your superpowers intact. What would your powers be? Just hope it ain't super whack. Spatial manipulation, create a portal that's black. Maybe just super speed, time travel to run it back. Or chi manipulation to keep my spirit intact. As I encounter evils the world face, demons the world makes, I needed the world to stay. Rest in peace to Chadwick, they killed all the Black Panthers. Told us white lies, I still marvel at black answers. Suits in D.C., pray it lead to a civil war. It ain't no Justice League, what's the need to be civil for? Propelled like the juggernaut, it's clear ain't no stopping this. The world in grave danger, who can stop the apocalypse? They killed all the heroes, the new ones don't really care. But if you need me, put your fist up in the air. Yeah, in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Flying high, I emerge through the flames. Have no fear, I'm here, so stand back. Melanin, activate, the name is Super Black. In the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Flying high, I emerge through the flames. Have no fear, I'm here, so stand back. Melanin activate, the name is Super Black.
Hey, yo, it's a season 8 finale with your boy Chris Fury, man on the wall, along with the team. Let's bring them in here right now. DC will be, and Kira, what's going on?
I know, yeah. Nobody will miss that weird ass dancing thing I did. Say that right now.
You would be surprised how many people actually responded to that. Damn, no dance for the stars, but they responded.
What the fuck? I was drinking that shit Kiara drink. That dog 40-40. With the ginseng.
Super concentrated.
super concentrated. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, it's been a ride. It's been a ride this season, and I'm glad that we've grown and come to this point. However, it's DC's last show, but this isn't the last time you'll see the two of us on screen together. We still work together.
Oh yeah, okay. I was about to say something. Man, never mind.
Yeah, we still work
moving
together.
The whole Moken, yeah, for those who don't know, found a little country in the farm. Me and Hawkeye, he's just gonna do some normal people shit while I just chop trees and shit. And then Cyclops is gonna be there.
Kira said you didn't even give the wine time to kick in.
Can I at least swirl it one time before
you? No, me and Hawkeye, we gonna do some normal people shit with bows and arrows.
Oh my god.
In the woods for no reason.
Oh man. So
white people stuff.
Before we really jump
the
into
cool
the
cool kind.
You said
before we really jump into it, because we got a game show tonight. Let's do quick news. Yeah, we do. We got Nerd Jeopardy tonight. So before we do that, we got a little bit of news. A little bit of news. That ain't it. All right.
Season one.
So and it looks back. Like DC might be on to something because they fired James Gunn and Peter Safran to lead their film and television animation division.
I like competition. They gonna give them fire. I can't wait for them to. Yes,
she's
sir.
Already yeah. here, brother.
You she's know already it. Arrived. This is I some good wait. News, man. If you follow anything James Gunn has been pumping out for both camps, really, some great stuff. You know, he's done Peacemaker. He gave us The Suicide Squad, which was much better than that predecessor we've gotten. We've got Guardians. He's given us Guardians of the Galaxy. He's working on a secret project for DC or for HBO Max, not sure what that is yet, and he's also doing the second season for Peacemaker, so this is good news for them.
Yeah. Okay, goes to the grocery store.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If he had done that, it would be well worth watching. You never know. You never know with James Gunn.
Five wheat bread.
What is English?
Beans thing on his back full of arrows.
Listen, I'm excited for him. If I ever get canceled, I want to be canceled like James Gunn.
For real.
Mans was down for about 15 seconds, got a job at DC, and now he over there running the whole show.
Yeah.
I don't. That's failing upwards, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a glorious thing. Look, cheers. Yeah, cheers. Jesus. Unfortunately, in some sad news, we lost Leslie Jordan. Leslie Jordan has been in a slew of movies and television shows. Yeah, damn near everything. He was absolutely hilarious in everything he did. There's a whole new generation that was introduced to him during the pandemic when he does the well shit, you know. What are you doing? Screwing, you know, and I mean, but it was everything he did. He was a southern man through and through, and he will be missed. He was absolutely a joy to see on screen and just having fun, so he will be missed. So rest in peace, Leslie Jordan. But other than that, man, it's been kind of a quiet day. Other than
what the shit, are we jumping? Are you missing something?
No, wait a minute. Well, besides The Rock getting a 140 plus opening,
not that.
Did DC be in the last show?
Not that. Henry Cavill is back as Superman. That's what.
I didn't want to spoil it for you, but okay, let's talk.
Spoil
about
it for me. I've seen it. I shared it. I was there. I was in. Who you think was holding the light for him? So like, come on, Henry, you got to get this shit right. You can't come back and just be some regular motherfucker. You got to come back in the shadows.
Was the light. He was holding the light and the line for Superman. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, man. So, I was waiting.
Yes.
I'm super pumped for that.
If, and I'm going to say it. I sat there in the theater, clapped, and said, the son of a bitch did exactly what the studio couldn't do.
And he brought get shit right?
Yeah, you got it right. If you were looking at this movie for plot, this wasn't a movie for you.
I haven't seen it yet, so let's not ruin the plot for me.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you the plot. But if
The Rock does something. The Rock does something else. He has his shirt off, and then he does something else.
There's very little plot to be ruined. Yeah, there's little to no plot to be ruined.
Yeah, nothing to sweat about. Nothing to sweat about.
I'm still going to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I went.
It's worth its weight in gold. I'll say that because
I don't know. Will said,
No, I was. I heard that The Rock went to Walter Hamada. Was like, yo, we need to get Henry Cavill on here. He's like, nah. He's like,
cool. You're fired.
And just went right over his head.
Was See, like, that's what The Rock does, though, man. That's why, like, when The Rock does something, he does it.
It gets done.
It's like, oh, you don't want to bring back Henry Cavill? Who is running DC right now? Me or you, my nigga? Because I got a bunch of tier monitor sensors.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? He looked at James Gunn. Is like, not only were you doing good work, I'm gonna make sure you get that job. And
The Rock out here, Fast and the Furious and Cats, taking shit over
for real, man.
You know how bad it got to be that you got a winning franchise and The Rock come in and just take your shit over and make it 10 times better and make you feel like you ain't did shit the last 5 years of your life.
Like, it just made you look completely horrible at what you did before. Yeah.
Hey, I read DC.
You're the asshole on your own movie. Yeah. In your own franchise, you look like the whole asshole.
Yeah.
You know he was, but still, like.
It made it 10 times worse.
It made it 10 times worse, yeah.
You picked the right
All that, game. All that. He won at the box office. He won. Walter Hamada is no longer there. You know? Ooh, Henry Cavill is back. James Gunn has been hired to run
the family. Can we get?
He is. The Rock is like fucking Darkseid. This nigga would take your shit over.
Yeah. Ray Fisher need his job back.
I don't know if The Rock can pull. I don't know if he want Ray Fisher back. That's another Tyrese type thing.
Oh.
Not really. Tyrese got a different thing going on.
Like a big ass forehead.
Ray Fisher is the one that got that ball.
That's not what we're here for. About a forehead. He can have as much forehead as he wants as long as his personality is on point.
Tyrese got personality.
I didn't say Tyrese. I'm talking about Ray Fisher.
Oh, I was about to say.
Who said Tyrese?
Oh yeah, Ray Fisher. I would love to see Ray Fisher back. Tyrese, I can see less of him.
No. Yeah. He good.
Like, I want to see more of him, then a whole lot less, then a little bit more, then a whole lot less.
That was good after the Burlak episode. I was good after that. I didn't need to see anymore.
If you guys haven't seen Django Unchained, Tyrese's version where he auditioned for it, please do yourself a favor and go check it out.
Absolutely.
No. Wait a minute. Wait, I got to go to the videotape. Hold on.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. My man was in a burlap sweater.
It's bad. It's so
in
bad.
In the desert. I think he got it from Common after his Erykah Badu days. I'm going out with a bang, people. Pissing off everybody before I leave.
It was all types of bad.
Oh my God. He was sweating. And then this dude had the nerve to be up in here trying to do a serious scene. He was like, oh, you think you better than me because I was on a horse. And
Tyrese is a
What more do you want from me, Django? And he pronounced the D in all of it.
The Django.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it exists.
Django. It exists.
Yeah,
oh my God, it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to save it for later.
Drink a little more and then watch it. Yeah. Oh, you trust me, you're going to love it.
Oh,
it is the best
let's
thing.
Get our, let's get our guests in here. We got Nix from Do You Speak Geek.
And the Django.
What's going on, Nix?
The Django.
What's up, people? I just want to announce that I am the latest signee to the Rockefeller Records Kondaki division. It's the Rock.
Oh, I mean, everybody, yeah.
Oh, God. Like,
we got Zach from the comics that we love. What's going on, Zach?
What's up, everybody? Hey, if I win tonight, can I get a room at DC's new house with Cyclops and Hawkeye? Because that sounds like
I don't know. Their egos are pretty huge, man. It ain't enough room. I got to walk in like this. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
I make pancakes. Pardon me.
Hawkeye loves French toast, so that'll work.
right, I can do that.
Just to piss him off.
Just to piss him off. Who the fuck made French toast?
We got CJ from Three Black Geeks. What's going on, CJ?
Nothing much, man. What it do? What it do?
Oh, welcome. My God. It's just, what'd you say, Nick's, about Tyrese? What'd you say, buddy?
I ain't saying nothing about Tyrese.
Oh, no, you said Ray should hold out for the next Ali movie. Okay, that's what you said. Okay, yeah.
Oh. Which Ali?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, shit, no.
Ray Fisher, I think.
You can act.
No.
Not in... I'm going to be polite because you're a guest, but no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to be polite because it's my last show.
I've been here before, so any smoke.
Nick knows how it goes, but still, Nick, please don't say that ever again.
Oh, well then, sir, you are delusional, and I hope you get the medication that you need to bring you back into the realm of the normal people.
Make sure you take all the VA
medication. With love, peace, love, and blessings. That ain't it, man. Not Ray Fisher. And I like Ray Fisher, but not for
peace, love, and blessings.
Peace and blessings all around.
She added with the peace, love.
You did a bless your soul.
Bless your soul.
Bless your heart.
We're all welcome to our opinions, no matter how wrong they may be.
You are. Yeah. And that is the only time you might be right this evening, sir.
Hey, y'all, Tyrese calling me.
Wow.
Y'all better stop. Y'all are wrong. Y'all know y'all wrong.
I'll tell him, Tyrese. Tyrese wanted me to translate for y'all. He said, please make sure y'all check out Django 2 because he definitely making it.
Wow.
All right, let's get to the games.
Hey.
I done pissed off Hawkeye.
Good time.
Cyclops. Tyrese.
There you go.
Let's go. All right.
Yeah. So
one more for the road. Who's next? Taking all you down with me.
We're gonna get our avatars up here. So it's always been said that, you know, we did a little bit of everything this season, I guess. And we had fun doing it. DC definitely had fun doing it. It's what he does.
Yeah, man, I enjoy this. But it's not about me. Let's get to the game.
It's the ride for me. It's that's what it is. It's the ride.
It's right.
And there it is. Ba-da-ba. There it is. So me and Kira will be your hosts for this evening, for this lovely, lovely get together of grand designed chaos that we have designed for you. I guess that's the word.
Just Nick, CJ, Zach, me and Will had nothing to do with this. So if you guys want to send any hate mail, and this shit is like hard, or they try to play y'all. Kira did this drunk.
Who? What?
Chris was on a power trip, so just know shit about to get. This shit's gonna have sprinkles.
Isn't Chris always on a power trip though? Isn't that that's pretty normal?
That's normal. Yes.
Yeah, that's normal for me.
But this time he was like, "I'm it's doing this my way," and typing real hard and shit, moving like a muppet. Nah. Answer these questions, motherfuckers.
Oh man. Oh my God. So that is so off mark.
And he kicked the fucking thing over. What's that little typewriter thing that you know what it is? He kicked that motherfucker when he was done.
What? You had to bring out the typewriter?
Yeah, that's what you was typing this shit on. Chris really uses a typewriter hooked up to his computer. For dramatic effect and shit. Wow. He sits in dark rooms and shit, typing mean ass letters, head button the space bar. Oh, how dare you? Boom.
Wait, no, we can't. I can't headbutt the space bar in the sake of taking Tyrese's place. I can't do that.
That motherfucker headbutt the type boy. He going through there.
It's a rap.
Broken boys.
It's a whole rap.
Big man hit board, boys don't hit back.
That's how he said it too.
Ah,
we going out with
somewhere. When you know his lines for Baby Boy too, minding his business.
Y'all hey, all
right.
What more do you want from me? Three.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome all right, so here's the board.
Oh Lord.
All right. So here's the board.
Oh shit, this does look weird on the other side.
Yeah, Knicks will it do look weird on it. Knicks will be coming up first next, and as we're doing Jeopardy style as usual, if Knicks get the first question right, he moves on. If he does not, he moves on to CJ, Zach, whomever. Grand prize.
Knicks, you're the Black Lex Luthor.
Who picked these avatars? That's right. What
I'm just sad about how much mine actually looks like me. It just works.
I did, because you were a guest, I didn't want to say nothing, but I was like, damn, you took your picture for that one.
So the grand prize is this Marvel Year by Year visual encyclopedia. Has all your favorite people, along with a DVD of The Contractor. Gift. And Easter Sunday starring Jill Coy and the Inferno Machine. Second place.
Three antagonists already calling a layoff.
Second place gets two discs, two digital code movies, and third gets a choice of one or the other. And also with the grand prize, thanks to our partners at Ultimate Wireless, they also get a wireless charger. So thank you to our partners on Ultimate Wireless, where you get all your techie techniques, games, headphones, chargers, and then some. Check out Ultimate Wireless. Let's get the game started. Knicks, you're up first. We have television, video games, comic characters, cartoons, obscure and unusual, and film. Have at thee, my good friend.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and keep this easy. Let's go with comic characters for 100.
All right, here we go. Let's cut that off because we don't get paid for that. All right, this character says, with great power comes great responsibility.
Who is Spider-Man?
Let's see that answer. Ben Parker.
Oh, shit.
Uncle Ben. So close. So close. All right. So it goes to CJ next. CJ.
Television for 200.
Television for 200. This duo had one always cooking up schemes and the other loved orange soda a bit too much.
Who is Kenan and Kel?
All right. Kenan and Kel for 200. Here we go. Here we go. All right. All right.
I think. I ain't want to put my brother out there on the neck. My bad. I ain't want to snitch. I was dry snitching. My bad. I'm going to just sit back and let y'all do y'all thing.
Now,
my bad, Knicks. Man, you know it's all love, brother, but my ADHD and my fucking, I was like, this nigga got it wrong. You should get a wrong answer. But I was like,
you do get to pick DC or Will for at least one lifeline. So,
please don't pick me. I know nothing.
I wish I was picked the last one. I knew that one.
I never even seen this board. So, pick an answer. We all be surprised if I get it right.
What's your next pick?
I go with film for 100.
Film for 100. Let's do it. Complete this famous quote from The Princess and the Princess Bride. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Okay, Kira.
And now I will kill you. And now I will kill you.
God damn it.
Nope.
Somebody's
offended.
Oh my God. Offended. All right.
Zach, you are up.
Oh, I get to answer?
Yes.
Prepare to die.
Yay!
It is the answer. Prepare to die.
You should have just hit the check. Y'all got this.
Prepare to die.
Oh, check, God. All right, Zach, you are next.
Let's go.
Zach looks like Mr. Feeny. This avatar look like Mr. Feeny. I'm sorry.
He looks like a disappointed Asian judge.
Like you just told him his shrimp is going to be taking too much longer.
Mr. Matthews, could I please have comics for 200?
Feeny!
Comics for 200.
Comic characters.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. He's the best he is at what he does.
It's
easy.
Gone past the homie.
I can't believe that. Am I really gonna flub this one?
You probably
are. I might as well just give it a shot. Let's do I'm gonna go Luke Cage.
Hmm. James Howlett, Logan Patch, whoa, or Wolverine.
What the fuck?
Okay, I'm confused because, like, when I answered it wrong, Zach got it. So wouldn't that go?
Yeah, somebody was supposed to get.
Yeah, you
got
to cycle it around. You keep.
Yeah, that's why I was
we don't have the buzzer thing.
It does, but you can just hit the X on them, and then it just moves on to the next. But y'all got it.
Okay. That's why I got confused.
I get you right.
Oops. I got confused.
That's all. Yeah, because negative 100.
The negative there. All right. Okay.
I'm I can answer now. Can I answer
it? Yes, love you. I can answer that.
You might as well give it to him.
Patch Adams.
It makes sense to make it right.
Then we get out of the hole.
What? All right. We'll do it right that way. All right. Nick, you're up.
All right. I got to redeem myself anyway. Let's go comic characters for 500.
Oh, right. Snap.
Big money. Damn. Damn.
You sure? I like it.
Redemption. Hard.
All right, this character's comic was the first and only comic to win a World Fantasy Award for short story.
Glad you picked this one.
Yeah.
Do I name the comic or the character?
Either or.
World Fantasy Award for short.
Wait, Chris, don't flip the answer over. Let somebody else try.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
He's
I'm gonna go.
I know he's gonna Batman.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Dix?
I said Batman.
No, that is okay. That is unfortunately wrong.
Hit the X. Just hit the X on him. Yeah. He did it. Yeah. There we go. Wait. Damn. Hold on. Now you were supposed to be. Yeah. You fucked him over.
Get him back up.
He should be negative 600.
There we go.
If my math is. Yeah.
The public schooling worked in this.
Yeah, I went to school.
It worked this time. All right. Next.
I'll pass.
All right, Zach.
I'm not chancing it. I got nothing.
Yeah, it X on everybody. Shit.
All right.
Wait. Don't X them out because they all lose money. They didn't answer. If you don't answer, you didn't risk your money, right?
Give them their money back.
Give them their money back.
No, I don't think y'all know how to play Jeopardy. If they don't get it right, you lose money.
Right.
No, if you pass on it.
You can't pass in Jeopardy.
You got to answer. You just don't answer.
Ain't no passes.
No, it is. If that
clock goes out and you don't answer, you lose money that goes on to the next person. I watched Jeopardy for 62 years with my grandfather.
Now the public math kicks into place.
Yeah, 62 years. Dog years was some of them years, but y'all, I'm telling you, I'm a Jeopardy connoisseur.
Wait, don't forget my score.
Yeah, you,
I don't suck that bad yet.
Ouch.
I have some self-confidence issues tonight, gentlemen. It's okay. It'll be fine.
Okay. Now, Zach mixed out. Nick's mixed out. CJ mixed out. We're going at it again. Nick's is back in the order.
All right. Well, let's play it safe now. let's go video games for 200.
Video games 200. Kira, you want to read this one?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Based on its title, Link's journey seems like it would have ended 29 games ago.
Holy shit.
Wow.
You out, DC?
What is The Legend of Zelda?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
There it is.
All right. Dude, I'm glad. All right. Please, if I close my camera, don't call me, y'all, because I don't know what I'm doing right now.
It's not gonna work.
I don't even want y'all to be like making a mistake and be like, DC, camera's closed. I'm not in it.
All right, next, you're next again.
Okay, let's go with television for 100.
Television 100. This show was about a group of church going people in a black church in Philadelphia.
What is Amen?
Amen.
All right.
What was Amen? Damn, I
yes, it was.
Man, I knew
yes,
that one.
Yeah, all right,
I
next.
I was like,
next is coming back on the board. All right.
All right, let's go with video games for 100.
All right. Charles Martinet is best known for this character.
Who is Mario?
Oh, shit. Somebody's back in here. All right, next.
Let's do comic characters for 300.
All right. This DC character has an affinity for Chocos, a version of Oreos.
Ooh. Chocos. Who is Harley Quinn?
Ooh. No.
No? Mm. Damn. I was doing good.
That hurt. That one hurt. This one gonna hurt.
Is it on me?
Yes.
Who is Martian Manhunter?
You are correct, sir.
Hey. Oh, wow. Hey. Look at it. Look
how
at
the
it,
fuck it. Did you?
What are you doing?
Okay.
Knew it.
All right, CJ, you got it next.
Watching his diet.
That's different. Can I, he's different.
Can I get?
I'm glad I'm not playing this. I beat -5,000 already. The fuck goes with a nigga eat chocolate? I don't even know what that is.
Can I get film for 200?
Film for 200. What item is in every Fight Club sling?
People.
It was an item.
She wouldn't be wrong. It was like,
fuck.
That's a fair assessment.
It's a very astute answer. I don't know why y'all laughing like that shit. But you would be a motherfucking every scene. Shit.
Jesus Lord.
Time's out. You timed
what
out.
What is?
I give you grace 10 seconds though, because we.
What is a beer bottle?
Zach.
Kevin McAllister.
You know what? I'm gonna go for it. Why not? I'm gonna go soap. Bar of soap.
Nope. Nix.
What is a cigarette?
Nope. A Starbucks cup.
What?
I thought it was soap too, dude.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, they had a deal with Starbucks, but they could not use Starbucks in the film. So they had to use the cup.
All right. I guess I'll go with television for 300.
Television 300. This UPN show starred the son of America's favorite dad and a well-known comedian that takes place in Kansas City.
Oh, what is Malcolm and Eddie?
Oh, shit.
Got it in one.
That's like my favorite show.
I'm glad it wasn't Homeboys. I'm glad it wasn't Homeboys in Outer Space.
Hell no, that's one of my top shows, man. I
love it. Homeboys in Outer Space.
Brady, and it's
all right, CJ, you're up.
I go with film for 300.
Film for 3. Kira?
Jackie Chan has starred in numerous films, but what was his first Hollywood film?
He went from I know to I think I know.
Okay. This is a trick question because the movie he did it with was with Danny Aiello in it. Damn it. I'm really blanking out on it.
You got a lifeline, Will knows.
Timed out.
Yeah,
it hurts. It does hurt.
I know the movie too. It was him and Danny Aiello. I know it is.
Zach.
You know what? I'm going for a golf score. We'll see. As long as it doesn't hit positive, I win. So I'm going to stay Rumble in the Bronx.
Man, I was wrong.
Me too. Shit, that was my guess. I was like, I've seen him in Rumble in the Bronx. Yes.
Okay.
Something before that. Well, we was both wrong,
I guess. What is Drunken Master?
Enter the Dragon, Prison Thug, and Stuntman. Yep.
Oh no!
I mean, technically, because he was a stunt person, but like, but there was a second one he did with Danny Aiello.
What was he like doing that movie?
He was a stunt man, but that was like an unofficial.
Yeah, but how old was he in that movie? Because that movie came out in the 70s, didn't it?
Bruce Lee took him in the face. Mike, he old.
Yeah,
early
20s. Yeah, Jackie Chan is old as shit. Like this, Enter the Dragon was his unofficial one, but he still gets credited for that one. But the one he did with Danny Aiello took place in New York, and that was his like first big break in into America. Mm-hmm. And then he went back to China, and then he did came back with Rumble in the Bronx.
Honestly, I would have said Cannonball Run.
That's the first time I noticed it. Yeah, that one.
First time I noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I go Television 400.
Television 400. This crime procedural was led by the characters Williams and Torres.
Oh, what is New York Undercover?
My G.
If you had gotten that one wrong.
You get to keep your black card today, son. You get to keep it.
I mean, Torres was the key one right there. It's like, oh, it's Torres. Everybody.
Yeah, Williams is a normal ass name. That could have been anybody. But Torres?
I'm going to go with Cartoons for 100.
Cartoons 100.
Oh, getting brave.
All right.
This cartoon starred a kid genius with a secret laboratory that somehow his older sister seemed to get into.
Shit. Really?
What is Dex's laboratory?
God damn. Let's just give the voice. Let's just
take it away.
No favors, right? Into the whole thing.
It's almost like you can't avoid it. Go ahead, CJ.
She's trying to.
Let's spice it up. We'll go obscure and unusual for 100.
All right.
We'll see.
Female butterflies use these to identify and taste plants.
That's not the high school science here. Oh,
the fuck!
What is it, gentlemen?
I'm gonna say antennae.
No.
Ah. Okay. Well, that's why.
Penis. Zach, you better get it right because I had a weird ass answer.
Oh, I want to hear your answer. I have no idea.
Go ahead. We got 5 or 4 seconds.
Antelope.
Next.
Zach.
No one.
You gotta go for it, Zach.
No. I'm passing on that one. I got no idea.
I got a docky.
All right. My guess is let's see. They're titties.
really feet.
Oh man,
I was never taught this in science class. This is terrible.
Wait a minute, the answer was feet.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Taste with feet. Their feet. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Let's go film 400.
I think titties was a solid theory, though.
Yeah.
What's the name of the planet Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker dueled on in Star Wars Episode?
Oh my god! What is Mustafar?
Hey.
Yes.
I was gonna say Hoth.
That'll be crazy.
That's it. Oh my god. Okay.
It's really all right. Code, huh?
All right. We'll go video games 300.
300. Okay, Kira.
Milena, Kentaro, and Blaze are characters from what game series?
What is Mortal Kombat?
Hey.
Shit. Can I go?
We'll go television 500.
If he gets this right, I'm out.
Yeah, me and Nyx are going to do our own podcast.
What show starred the actors Thelma Hopkins and Michelle Thomas?
That is like a... Jesus. I feel this is a trick question. This feels like a trap question. I really feel
it. Feels like you about to hand your card over, my brother.
I really feel I'm going to have my card over and be like, oh, what is this?
It's the whole fucking thing, my guy. We got somebody in the back to take care of it, too. You better think quick.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Oh! What was that?
He got it right.
Look at him. I was like, nah.
He was like, Family Matters.
Those are the because Jeopardy would throw some trick questions like, oh, who is these two actors? And you think it's the obvious answer, and then they'd be like, nah, that's not it. I'm like,
Oh my god.
Obscure and unusual for 200.
All right. They gotta clear the board. Go ahead, Kira.
Originally used to clean wallpaper, you'll find kids molding it into their first works of art or spaghetti.
What is clay?
I can't even remember.
I know what it is.
What is Clay? I said, what is Clay?
It ain't.
It ain't because there's other things in it. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
You should be mad, but I'm sorry.
Oh no, no. I mean, look, I gave it a try.
Sorry.
It was a good try.
And you've got positive. You've got a positive score. You did your best.
That is correct.
Hell yeah. Right now, CJ look like he's walking out the door.
Give him all the damn prizes.
For now, because all of a sudden, all it takes is 1 500, 2 500s in a row, and it's like, well, damn,
only 2 500s in a row.
Go ahead, Zach.
What is Play-Doh?
Hey.
Oh, we got it.
There it is.
Clay is not Play-Doh.
So. Yeah, it isn't. I'm sorry.
Hold on. We got some. We all already put it out there. okay. Zach, you're up.
Okay, let's go with cartoons for 200.
I'm surprised that it's still up there.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay, go ahead, Kira.
Oh my gosh.
According to this group, they are tiny, they are toony, they're all a little loony.
Animaniacs.
Hey.
What is the Animaniacs? Who are the Animaniacs?
Oh, that's wrong.
That is incorrect.
That was not it. That was not.
Oh my god! I just realized what the answer is.
Yes.
Clicked yes. there like
he got confident as hell. He's like, "What is the Animaniacs?"
I was like, "Yeah."
And then immediately, I'm like, "I'm."
Came on right after that. Though. They come on right before that in the afternoon.
What is Tiny Toons?
Hey.
And we're about to have some fun.
They're invading your TV. Yeah.
All right.
Second place by default.
I guess he was right, and I apologize for that. I was off too. Damn, I thought you were going to say the right answer.
Let's go with cartoons 300.
And Nyx makes a run.
He was an albino, wrote it with an eye patch, and solved crimes with his partner, whose name was Penfield.
I love this fucking cartoon. It's my favorite fucking thing in the world. I'm so glad it's on Netflix.
Okay. What is Danger Mouse?
Oh shit!
Yeah. Hey, my guy
is the man.
Oh, crumbs!
I like you. I like that.
I'm like a fungus. I grow on you, but
I was wrong about you for like the first 30 seconds. I apologize.
Oh man!
Most people get me wrong anyway. let's go. Shit! I gotta give this one writer's category. So let's go comic characters 400.
This character first appeared in Battlescar's number one and at first went by the name Marcus Johnson.
Now he's Brian Pumper.
Shut up. DC.
You know what? I'm going to use my lifeline.
Okay. Who's going to be the lifeline?
Not
DC
me.
Or Will?
Let's go with Silent but Deadly Will.
Yes. All right, thank Will. God, because I would have got that wrong for you, brother.
Yeah.
Look at Will.
When a lifeline needs a lifeline.
You may have chosen poorly, Nyx.
No, he chose right because I wasn't going to be no better. At least I told you up front.
That's a black ass name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, stick with that.
He works for West Coast Productions now.
Oh, Black Isis.
Oh my god.
It's not Blade, it's not Power Man.
That nigga failed. PS183.
How much am I allowed to Google this?
Oh shit.
Less than me, because I'm Googling this shit right now. I don't know.
It's not Roblox.
I mean, it's pretty.
It is a Marvel comic. It is a Marvel comic. So you're in the wheelhouse. It's still around.
Yeah, okay.
Him and his daddy still around.
All right. Okay. God damn, that is a black ass blackity black name. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. God damn.
Let's be something real fucking correct and shit. Like, Marcus Johnson, aka
It would
Mandingo.
Django.
Tyrese, no.
Is it a time limit on this?
Yeah, because
well, the timer ran out. We left the timer a long time ago.
Oh yeah, first round.
Can I give a hint?
Give him a hint.
It'd be an obvious hint, though.
It's gonna be really fucking obvious.
See, you gotta keep it obscure.
I can use a little obvious right now.
All right, motherfucker.
Oh, who is
Nick Fury? Arrow.
What'd you say?
Who is Nick Fury?
Hey, there we go. Merry Christmas.
Out as a nigga named Marcus Johnson. Are you
who knew?
He went by Nick. He was Mark Fury, Marcus Johnson, and he went by Nicholas Fury Jr.
Yeah, where's my phone?
I'm looking at you, dude, full on scanning this shit. I'm like, I did not know.
Yeah, it was like it was one of those kind of blinking you miss.
No, because I got a geek trivia coming up next year. I'm using this fucking question.
Yeah, stump everybody because everybody's like, who the fuck is Marcus Johnson?
It happened like right after
shortly after Avengers.
No, I forgot the event. I want to say it was after it was after Thor lost his hammer.
Marcus
and all that. Yeah, it was right after
Marcus Johnson, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, Marcus
Johnson.
Okay.
As long as you don't say Black Panther, it's fine.
That was the
black every day.
That was
like you was just like you was like it's a black ass name, and then like damn, and then like
that was their way of giving us a black Nick Fury without having to make like a black white Nick Fury black.
Yeah.
Leviticus Cartoons 400.
Jamel Johnson.
Jamel Johnson. This series starred the Chosen One, a kid whose hat could open portals, a talking Lemurian or bird, and a Viking bodyguard fighting a villain called Skullmaster.
Ooh.
The fuck is this shit?
Oh, man. What is this show on BET After Dark?
This one's about four seasons.
Oh, my God. I can see it in my head.
It's someone in the comments actually.
Don't even say it.
And the voice actor who does the voice of the main character still does a lot of work for a lot of.
Who's this on again?
This was.
PBS.
I mean, who's answering this question?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Nix.
God bless you. Because
you're out of lifelines too, just to let you know.
Because like DC was like, hey, wait, you forgot to cut your camera off. That's why.
Nah, I'm gonna leave it on just so you know I ain't here. Oh, I got it. I know the answer. Call on me.
I don't think I've ever seen this cartoon before.
Call on me.
All right, fuck it. DC then.
Mighty Max.
Mighty Max? Where's Mighty Max?
Oh shit!
I've never seen a cartoon before.
It's in the fucking comments, y'all. I can read
it. Damn, it's like if it's in the comments, how do you count that? Like,
wow.
I didn't even see the comments.
Yeah,
that is cheating, like, though.
Well, considering the fact that he's the lifeline, he can do that. So
nobody else can read the comments.
Yeah. So Nick, you got the board.
I'm gonna regret this. Let's go with. Film for 500.
Lowest grossing film of all time.
Ain't no way.
I'm not gonna
go. Good luck.
Hell, this one I didn't. I'm like, well, I've never even heard of this shit.
Baby boy.
Lowest grossing film of all time.
But see, okay,
I know what I wanted to do, but it's not gonna be it.
Birdemic.
Birdemic.
I know what I wanted to be, but I know it ain't that.
Bush reads the kids.
I can't get
worse. Uh-oh. I think CJ knows either that or he's really got gas.
I'll go for it.
Or he stubbed his toe.
I'm gonna go for it. What is Geely?
Wow.
I mean,
I was not gonna lie, I would have picked that too.
Yeah.
It girl. Wow.
Okay.
Geely was bad.
It was bad.
Jersey Girl was worse.
Did anybody answer?
Yeah.
No, not yet. You're up.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason why I know this, shout out to my boy Magumbo from years ago when we podcast. I think it's called, was it Zix Road or something like that?
Wow.
Who?
John, you fucking knew it. Oh,
what?
You nah.
Okay.
That's a real movie?
Okay. That's a real fucking movie.
That is a real movie. Now, here's the reason why. When we first podcasted, this is way this is way back in 2010. A boy of ours, McGumbo, he used to do this. Not McGumbo, Mo.
It made $30.
Yes. He did this. He has a podcast called Drunk on VHS.
What, one person went and seen it?
Not one. That was 2006. I think tickets were like $10 back then.
Yeah, he did a podcast.
So three people went and seen it?
It is literally that movie is horrible. It is a horrible ass.
I gotta watch it. Hey, well, apparently it only made $30. Shit, I made that last night in my sleep.
Terrible. And like, and people forget like Katherine Heigl was in that movie, and that was when she was like
Tom Sizemore.
Yep,
yeah. Tom Sizemore, Katherine Heigl, and who was it?
Jimmy Galileo. It doesn't matter. That shit made $30. How the fuck does he make $30?
Terrible. Oh man, you don't want to watch it. Trust me, you do not want to watch it. It is
that's well, if a movie made $30, I mean, shit.
I go video games 400.
That is this character's first appearance was in Dreamland in 1992.
Who is Kirby?
Boop.
Okay. we'll go obscure and unusual for 300.
All right, go ahead, Kira.
An original ingredient in this drink is still considered acceptable for medical treatments. The drink's competitor said it also puts some pep in your step.
Cocaine water.
I'm about to say, what is Coke?
Hey, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Hey,
look. What? I was joking. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cocaine. Yeah.
Where do you think original Coca-Cola came from, man?
Keocaine.
Yeah. We'll go.
That was a real
video games 500.
Video games 500. This original PC game was also developed into a mobile game, musical, and parodied on Teen Titans Go.
What is Wing Commander? Okay.
Right. Zach?
Okay.
Comeback starts now.
All right. I'm gonna hope that Will can be my lifeline here.
Well, I was already used.
No, everybody.
Not by me.
Everybody gets one.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
Oh hell.
Yeah.
Will's like, you're getting passed around tonight, Will.
Kill Kane.
Hold on, Will, in the audience, he says, like, yeah, the true formula. All right.
I know it was in Coke. Oh, fuck, it is.
What do you got for me, Will?
Not the slightest damn clue.
Am I in the comment section said anything? Any answers?
I can't see the comments.
Oh, damn.
But you should have picked somebody.
Ooh, they got the answer too. Damn, that's sad. Yeah,
that's why I thought the lifeline people would have the comment section right there on chat.
Like,
I do, but
nothing.
I wasn't
Zach,
picked.
Nothing.
Oh, man, I wish I was a PC gamer. No.
So I take that as a no.
That's why I'm mad it's not Wing Commander. I'm really like,
yeah, Wing Commander. Yeah, no,
that's like the automatic one right there. That's the only PC game I remember. It ain't Quake.
Doom. Let's go with Doom.
Wow, I feel old as shit right now. Can I tell you?
He picked Doom.
God damn it.
Right. Original PC game, mobile, musical.
All right, I'm going to show, I'm really show my age on this shit.
Wait.
Oregon Trail?
Oh shit. Yeah.
I'm mad I didn't think of Oregon Trail. I'm
really remember because what's her name got dysentery.
I couldn't stand that fucking game.
That's like automatic. You think everything's going good, and then boom,
and your oxen died.
Snake bite.
That was half the fun of that game. Little was
Johnny
making
got
all your
a
friends
snake bite. Mary got dysentery, and your oxen died.
Right.
Your yoke broke.
Yeah, your yoke broke. Good lord.
That was the worst for the yoke.
Bob was scalped by an Indian.
Oh God.
I miss so Oregon Trail. That was my
shit. I want to play that shit again.
I like the mini game where you actually could hunt for bears and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was my shit. That's all I could do.
Fast as fuck.
Yeah, because it was like
we did it in a group at school, and I was the hunter. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get everybody food tonight. I came back with like a little squirrel.
It's something.
All right.
We got protein and riboflavin.
What you got, Nick? Right,
well, we already know who's going to win this game. So let's, I guess now it's a fight for second place.
It's not a fight, bro.
Not much of a fight.
Yeah. This is my worst trivia performance in history.
Let's just have some fun then. Let's go with obscure, unusual for 500.
Oh, one for gold.
All right.
This salty ingredient, once believed to be found in all Chinese food restaurants, was falsely accused of causing headaches after consuming.
What is MSG?
Yeah.
Hey.
No MSG. Or Madison Square Garden if you're a Knicks fan. It's salty and sucks there too.
It does.
It caused headaches for a lot of people.
Yes.
Especially after consumption of food.
Oh my God. All right, Knicks. Yeah, two right, left on the board.
Let's go cartoons for 500.
Here's the gold. An archaeologist, his niece, uncle, and talismans were the premise of this what series?
An archaeologist, his niece, uncle, and talisman. Whoa.
Nix, don't think about it. Just go for it. You know it. This is your conscience speaking.
You said you know it.
Is it the Jackie Chan cartoon?
Yay!
Jackie Chan. Oh, yay. Shit. Man. All right. Yeah.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Nix was like,
Jackie!
Hiya! Nephew.
Jackie!
Oh, that was the most racist shit I have seen in a long time.
Oh, good my Lord. God.
Oh, man.
All right, Nix, the last one's on the board, then we got Final Jeopardy.
All right.
Everybody except for Zach. Zach, we just set this one out. You do it for practice.
This elusive spot in the body was almost called the Whipple Tickle, ladies.
What the fuck?
What? Go, hold up.
Don't answer that. That's going to get you a sexual harassment charge, brother.
By the way, this is a pure question. I just realized.
Fuck that. This got to be a Kira question.
What?
This is out there.
And why did it have to be the last
four glasses of apocalypse?
The Whipple Tickle also helps them taste flowers.
Yeah.
This almost feels like I'm just going to get the police are going to kick down my door.
Yeah,
like,
you better watch out.
It's all about to get spotted.
Tread lightly.
We're looking for
about
Fury.
Four cases pending right now. As soon as you answer.
FG's not getting canceled, can I text my answer?
End up looking like my cubicle.
The Whipple Tickle.
Which they shouldn't be.
Grab your ladies by the hand and I'm going to end the Whipple Tickle.
I'm going to say the little man in the boat.
No one's ever said that. That's not a real thing.
That's the right answer.
I really wanted him to hit that check mark, and it actually.
I'm confused because he said the little man in the boat.
That's not a little man in the boat. Wait a minute, because the little man in you can say it, Nix.
Clitoris is the clitoris.
Actually, it's doable.
Cheese bot.
That is not the same.
Chris, we're going to take you back to anatomy classes. You failed sexual health twice in one answer. Jesus Christ. You know, Chris, let me tell you, when a man loves a woman.
This was a Kira question. I thought that was the answer.
That was not the answer. When a man loves a woman, he finds the tickle whipple, which is inside. It's not the outside.
Tickle Whipple is deep within.
I'm going to tell six it's men tonight. Yeah. I'm going to teach y'all.
Akira, please
that
educate.
Ain't that ain't it. That ain't it. The same thing. It ain't the same thing.
Shit ton of men just got confused as fuck and walked into a room with their girl and was like, baby, let me touch your Whipple Tickle. And trying to touch the outside. And like, she was like, get the fuck out of here with your dumb ass. If you don't get your dumb ass, you failed anatomy. Get your dumb ass out here. Go back to sex education. Dumb ass out here. Trying to touch my clitoris. Talking about the Whipple Tickle. Get your ass out the room.
All right, Black Fox, you actually, matter of fact, I think Black Fox should get the prize tonight.
Black Fox passed sexual health class.
Hey, can I get 1,500 points? Because I knew that wasn't the right answer.
How you going to say the bean? Wait a minute. You don't get the first prize either because you said the bean. I refuse.
Like I said, it was a cure question, and even I thought that was the damn answer.
So, oh god damn, man. Could have asked me. Damn, it is absolutely
it is not the same thing.
Y'all are not going to leave this inaccurate. Goddamn studio thinking it's the same damn thing. It is not the same thing.
It's not.
Right, luckily, I prepared a PowerPoint to explain to you what.
I'm about to call my fifth grade health teacher, Mrs. Magliano, tonight because we're gonna have to get a
blame science. Y'all science.
What the hell?
Oh, I can't. You know what? I'm out.
Oh, now she's gone.
It gets the job done.
So we do have a final Jeopardy.
It's a little messy.
What I can do for you, Zach, I can slap the $1,500 on there so you can bet. Or you can just bet the $1,500. But we do have one more. So, Knicks, what are you betting?
What am I wagering?
Yeah.
Team risk it all, baby. Let's go.
Oh,
1600. We'll go big or go home, baby.
CJ, what are you wagering?
A modest 100.
You said minus 100?
A modest 100.
Or a modest 100. Okay.
Well, No. I didn't say that.
I thought he did too. Oh, that's what I was like.
That's what I thought I'd say.
We'll go with.
Risk it all. No, I'm kidding. Don't do it.
Risk it for the biscuit. Hey, Tyrese called again.
We'll go for 1,200 in the
boat. You said 12? All right, Zach.
I'll wager everything that CJ didn't wager. Just take the rest of his.
Oh my god.
I'll play for the lols. I'll just play for the lols. Yeah.
We'll just say what 13.
Like Zach deserves to start at zero for not
technically you can't put nothing in for him because he's negative.
Yeah.
You gotta go with zero.
Yeah, you want to give me can I just do 1,500 to get back to zero?
Yeah, you can go with zero.
Maybe I can get back to zero in. Redeem my dumbass.
You're negative. You got zero.
Yeah, because it won't let me put it in.
All right. Yeah.
It won't let me put it in. All right, here we go. Balin, Gloin, Dwaylen, and Bard are characters from what film series?
The Never Ending Story? What the fuck is this?
I wish I'd have gotten this during the game.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Okay. See, I'm going to mess this up. This is like fantasy is not my thing. It really isn't. I know.
How are we doing this one?
Gloin sounds like the name of the man, the little man in the boat.
No, no. Really.
Good night.
Who's that, Bard?
Good night.
This one.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
All right. So how are we answering this? Like, who answers what? I'm confused.
Okay. So since you had the highest number, we'll go with you first.
Who, me?
Yeah.
If he's just still his answer, whoever answer after him,
because it really pretty much is like if you got
I'm gonna go with the Hobbit.
Well, what if we type him in the chat?
You could put it in the put it in the private chat. Put it in the private chat. That'll work.
And then on the count of five, everybody actually hits send.
Yeah, put it in the private chat. We'll play some.
Yeah, I like Will's. We'll type it and then we'll wait 10 seconds.
I went with the Hobbit. So,
whose music is that?
That's my music.
What is this? The jazz version of the Final Jeopardy?
Hey, I don't have the copyrights to play Jeopardy music. Like,
I'm gonna sexy it up a little bit.
Sexy Jeopardy.
Welcome to Jeopardy After Dark. With a little man on the boat walked into the wickle tickle.
That's right. All right.
With a shotgun and a sniper.
Oh my lord.
Hawkeye and Cyclops. Neither one of them know what the whipple tickle is.
You're damn right. You sure right about that?
That's why Jean Grey liked Wolverine, because he knew.
Yeah, he knew what it was.
Just waiting on CJ.
He's the best at what he does.
I already said the name earlier.
Yeah, he did. He already said it out loud.
Okay. You did say that. Okay.
I don't know what this music is. Eminem's going to bust out and give us a whack ass rap.
We have.
Like that one, Carrie? That was a good one, huh?
That was a good one. I like that one.
The Hobbits.
Oh, The Hobbit.
Yeah, yo.
The Hobbit. Nyx has it.
Nah.
Yeah, he got that 1600 on there.
He should just hit the thing for me. It would have disappeared.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me do it. It wouldn't let me do it. Was it 32? Damn, that's loud. All right. And you had it right. So what did you bet again? 1200?
1200.
Yeah, so you got
30. I purposely did that. This is Price is Right.
And that is really loud. Yeah, that is so loud. That is so freaking loud.
Price is right.
He did the math on that shit. He's actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so and yeah, so you pretty much what you put 15
zeroed right? out, oh, baby. Yeah. Golf out. Score, hey. I win.
They par, sir.
That's right.
Oh, give man. Me all the
prizes. You, Tiger Woods, John Daly. Woo.
No, Wolverine knows the whiffle tickle. The whiffle tickle, whiffle tickle.
Yeah, right, no, at this point, we all fucking it up. Don't nobody know where it's at now.
Yeah. Except for me.
Clitoris.
I knew. It's in a dark alley alone.
CJ's got it by 100.
Hey!
Nyx, you came in on the clutch, baby.
Man.
You're in that damn whiffle tickle.
I want to thank my mama and the whiffle tickle. For getting you back in the game,
technically,
silver medal.
That's not wrong.
Hey, look! I want you to tell that. I want you to tell that to a lady and see what the reaction is, and then get back to us on that.
Oh my god!
I'm not telling that to no lady, but yeah.
So CJ, you have
hey won. Baby, I know where the Waffle House is at.
Hey baby, that's how you had your
wait. Wait, did you think that was going to
the Waffle Ball bet?
That's not gonna make it for the J. Cargill County. It's not. It
really ain't.
It's not gonna make it for me.
You live and you die.
You live and you
die. Hill I'm dying.
CJ, you have won a copy of The Contractor along with a copy, a digital code of Easter Sunday and Inferno Machine, along with the Marvel Year by Year Encyclopedia. Here we go, it's upside down. There we go. Along with from our sponsors, Ultimate Wireless, a wireless charger. So I will get your information to get all that stuff sent off.
I'd like to thank the great people in the podcasting network, some of my white podcast compatriots that I've befriended over the years for giving me obscure answers like the movie answer. I love it. I love that it came in clutch.
I didn't think anybody was gonna get that damn answer. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's the one that did it for me.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Only white people will know that answer. I hate to say it like that. I don't know any black person that knows that. It's like white people. They come
I literally smoke. Typed that in. I said, what is the lowest grossing film? And I'm like, I've never even heard of this fucking movie.
The fact that it was recent is what kills me.
That's right? Why I love befriended them. Like a couple of them we befriended early on podcasting, and they were the type of people that were reviewing movies that were like on the lower end of the totem, and that was one of them. And I was like, oh my Jesus God, how did I not know about this movie?
So, Nyx, you get The Inferno Machine Easter Sunday. Zach, you get a choice between Inferno Machine or Easter Sunday.
Hell or heaven.
It really is.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So, and that those I think I can send you those. Yeah, those are digital codes. I can give you those on email. Cool. But the rest of them I gotta get for CJ, I gotta send those off. Yo, yeah,
this was actually pretty fun. This was actually pretty fun.
I see why DC likes doing these because it shakes up some things. It gets the people going. I'm like, yo.
Anyway, even in getting my ass handed to me, I had a good time.
Also, you know, also we educate folks. Now they know what the lowest grossing movie of all time
the
is.
The lowest grossing movie and the Whipple Pickle.
But now Disney people not. Know what the Whipple
and
Pickle is.
And the Whoopee Cushion.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A Whoopee Cushion. I stopped.
I might have to do this one again.
Make the same noise.
But see, if you think my game shows are something, Kira does one. Is it Saturdays you do it? It's Saturday, right?
Saturdays
does one in her room and fan base. And I've been in on that one. And that one's just as fun because it's a breath of geek stuff. Yeah. And like, if you think you're a Star Wars fan,
I got y'all on that.
I know the most surface level stuff. I might know some stuff from like the books and stuff, but nah, I still ain't touching that shit.
It was a question she asked. How was it asked? It was about a creature, and I'm like, I don't know the name of the creature, but it wasn't my turn to answer. I was like, I don't know the name of the creature. However, I know the creature, and I couldn't think of the name.
Was it the serpent?
It was Salacious Crumb.
It was Salacious Crumb.
That's what it was.
Whether it was the 20 questions.
Yeah,
you had to figure out what he was within like 20 questions or something. Like, yeah.
Well, they were nice. Getting all types of crazy answers. I was in the store like, what the hell? That ain't even right.
So is he with the light or the dark side? Eh, he's neutral.
Yeah.
He's a little dark.
It was something fun. Will was like, what the heck? Zix Road is still throwing. He was like,
I'm moving this shit.
That one I looked for. I'm like, oh, I just knew that the video game and the cartoons would have been the first, or video games, cartoons, and comics would have been the first to actually go.
That's what I thought.
I really thought that would have been the first to go. Yeah,
I don't know. This was for some reason like my like methodical going about. I was like, nah. Let's throw people off and just do this. I'm mad about the Fight Club one. I remember hearing about that one.
I was like, yeah, it's all Starbucks cups and all that. I'm like,
wait, but why?
Like Game of Thrones, like that.
It's weird. I mean, the movie is obviously weird, but why Starbucks cups?
Yeah, they had some kind of deal with the company, but they couldn't put the store in there. It was something weird, so they had to make up a coffee shop, but they put the Starbucks cups like in various scenes. And I'm like,
all right, Sam, whatever you like.
That is so out of left field.
Right? Starbucks Fight Club came out. That's why I was like, damn, I forgot Starbucks was out during the 90s.
Yeah, it was something. Season 8, everybody. Eight. What a ride.
Congratulations.
What a ride. Season 9 comes around in a couple weeks. That's going to be a blast.
Hold up, so you count. So if you did 8 seasons, so is this 8 years or 8 just like?
It's two years going on 2.5, but we used to start seasons. Out like short episodes.
Okay. Because every time I hear seasons. I'm thinking it's like years. I'm like, oh, 8 years in the game.
All right. Nah. 8 years in the game. I better be on somebody's television by that time. That's the goal.
Me and you, my nigga.
Right. Like, that's the goal. We're trying to leave the 9 to 5. We ain't trying to. Amen. This ain't a hobby no more. It's fun. This just ain't a hobby. But yeah, this has been a ride for me, man. And, you know, having a lot of people. Nick's and CJ know we've been around this ride for a long time. DC definitely know. I brought him in on it, you know, because I knew he knew his stuff about gaming and stuff. And I'm so appreciative because of all the people that's been, you know, joining in and watching us and joining in the comments, following the IG pages and everything. It's been really dope. So I really appreciate it. You know, bringing Will and Kira in and Tracy, who he's normally on a Thursday show. She stays out in California. Check her out, Crazy Car 77. She's out there actually doing a screening for the community. That's why we call her the gangster. She's out there doing the thing for the community because she's big. She's big on community and everything. Yeah, she's big on community and everything. She's doing a Wakanda Forever screening. They've rented out a theater out there, so they're getting stuff together for that, for the community. So big ups to them for doing that. I wish I could do that right now. I just got tickets just to go.
What I'm probably going to do, I thought about it, by not going on the opening night and then just hit the theaters in my area just to get reactions from people who have seen it or are going to see it.
That would be a dope idea. I think what I'm doing is when I go that night, I'll be doing pretty much the same. I don't know how much that phone has a lot of storage in it. I'll be doing it. See, Nick, you always go with that Canon. You got that Canon with you.
Being a critic, it's like I already know next week they're gonna probably hit us up for a screener. So that's the only benefit of being a critic in the DC area. It's like, oh yeah, we got a screener for Black Panther. But the trick is, I'm like, are they gonna stick us with like a daytime slot and I gotta actually leave work for an hour. Oh,
I'll do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I have no qualms about doing so.
Trust me, I did that for the first Black Panther movie, dead serious. Like I literally told my supervisor it was a 10 a.m. showing, right? I was like, yeah, I gotta go to a dental appointment. All right, bet. I was 5 minutes away from the DC theater, drove right across the bridge, boom, right there. Was in the theater for like 2.5 hours. I'm like, all right, cool, good movie. Went back to work. Nobody said nothing.
I would have said the DMV, but you know, that's just me.
This is enough time to just be like, all right, that's 2 hours right there. I can block that off and they ain't gonna say nothing. So
yeah, I'm already geared up to got my outfit.
Got
my all white.
Me and my girls here dressing up as Dora Milaje. We got the cosplay going.
I got my sister doing the same thing. So yeah, it's all white. It's like white hoodie, white jeans. Because I'm like, yo,
a lot of African garbs.
It's going to be a little bit of everything. Everybody's showing up. Besides, you know, it's November. It's gonna be chilly out. I don't think me wearing sandals is a prime idea.
Get away with it. Wear some socks with the sandal.
I got my Adidas on, my little outfit that I got figured out. You can pull it off.
Yeah, so I'm like, I got it. We already got the stuff coming in. You know, I still got to check out some of the spots around us. So that is on the docket. DC, I know you're going to see Black Adam.
Black Adam? I thought it was Black Panther. I'm like, Black Adam?
No.
I think he's looking up Whipple Pickle pictures.
He's brushing up on my knowledge. Got a lot of making up to do after that Jay Cargill.
Jay Cargill.
I don't apologize for the Jay Cargill or the Angela Bassett talk. It's just, I'm sorry. Can you deny
not all that? Heroes wear hoodies, DC. Not all heroes wear hoodies.
This one does.
Oh man, so before we get out of here, let's get some of our people out the way. Zach, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, and my podcast is The Comics That We Love. That is my Instagram handle as well. Where each week, myself and a guest sit down and talk about one of their favorite comic books, and we dissect it and talk about what made that story great, the art, the subtext, everything along with it. And I like to talk about the author and the artist as well and give them credit and all the things that they do. So it's a fun show.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, Nix.
Find me in these streets, homie, on the block, getting it. But when I'm not doing that, I'm just making content for Do You Speak Geek. I have 3 podcasts now. My Do You Speak Geek podcast, the Color Commentary Wrestling podcast, and the Relationship podcast with my wife called How Bad Do You Want It?
I love that one. I love that show. The Color, I love all of them, but the one with you and your wife is dope. I love that.
Yeah. DYSG Awards. Nominations just dropped. I'm on one of the nomination shows right now, Blurred's Eye View. Please be sure to look out for the way to vote on that. And other than that, I'm just a little old kid from North Carolina trying to be a part of the culture and not just spectate.
Amen.
Oh man, CJ.
Hey, so I am one third of the 3 Black Geeks. Me, my co-host D and DJ Sue. We do a weekly show every week. We got multiple shows under the 3 Black Geeks banner, but we do our weekly show live on YouTube, sometimes on Thursdays and Fridays. We got upcoming show for Halloween about the Blumhouse Fantasy Island movie. That should be fun to do. And we got multiple shows, like I said, Working Title Sports Show, which we kind of culminate all the sports stuff, F1, wrestling, NBA, football, and all that stuff. Morphin Metacast, which our upcoming episode, we're going to be talking about Kaku Ranger. We also are going to be, we just did New York Comic Con, just did coverage for that. And we also got some more stuff coming down the pipeline for Comic Book Corner and the BAM podcast. And you can find us at 3blackgeeks.com, and you can find us on the social medias on Twitter and IG at 3blackgeeks, and Facebook as well. So that's it.
DC, this your final sign off, my guy. But this ain't the last time we see you.
Don't speak too soon. I might not ever come back around, man. I might just disappear like Hawkeye. It's me.
Look at you.
I was supposed to say something here, huh?
Something profound, probably.
Fuck all y'all, and I hope nothing bad happens to everybody, but anybody but you. Gary, you're cool. Will, you're all right. Nah, everybody, y'all cool. I got nothing, man. I really ain't got nothing to say. I was going to do some profound speech, and I was like, I don't feel like it. I'm tired.
Same way you came in.
Leaving the way I came in. Nobody. Nah, man. Shit, I didn't do shit for 2 years on this show, but talk shit. I really got nothing, man. I came in here on this show 2 years ago when it started. I was in a bad place. My dad just died. Chris stuck out his hand and gave me a lifeline. 8 seasons later, I figured I'd do like Kale, Pete Davidson and all them people on Saturday Night Live. And then you do 8 seasons, you figure it's time for new blood. And, you know, Kieran Will, with them here, I mean, you guys are fucked. I mean, they're horrible at their jobs. But I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, you know, I tried to leave the world in better hands. It just wasn't their hands. I just wish it was better hands. Nah, seriously. Please don't learn from me. Shit, if you not learn nothing from me doing this shit for 8 seasons, if you not watched one season before this, I know nothing.
For why?
Yeah, for what have you? I don't even know what the hoo-ha is or whatever the fuck you were talking earlier.
I am deceased.
Nah. It's been a great run, but you know, sooner or later you realize that all things come to an end. You move on. You go out and stake your claim. And like I said, man, it was time for new blood. I couldn't stay up here forever. It'd just be selfish. Plus, Chris is where he needed to be. You know, he's got a great team behind him. You know, they're going to be doing things. It's kind of fucked up and shitty that as soon as I'm getting ready to leave, these motherfuckers start getting award nominations and shit. Find that fucked up, but
it won't just for right now. It's from all of 2022.
Hey man, whatever, man. Spend it how you want to. Whatever helps you sleep at night. All I know, as soon as I leave, they name go up in lights. It's cool. I ain't gonna be selfish and be like, fuck this, I ain't gonna leave. I'm gonna try to milk this cow for what it's worth. It is what it is. I just know if you motherfuckers winning, I don't get a call. I know where all you motherfuckers live, and I'm coming with Hawkeye and Cyclops, and them niggas gonna talk y'all to death. Especially Cyclops, he gonna try to tell you about yourself and how you were better than that.
I'm gonna give you a stern talking.
Yeah.
Stern
lecture about the rights and wrongs of not making sure people get, you know what, whatever, fuck it. I'm going to Hoboken.
Tell him I'm Storm, and he'll never talk to me.
The second he say, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just a little upset. I just wanted to let you know. I thought it was funny. I just think it's funny how if he starts with that, you know it's about to be a long ass conversation. Anywho, I'm going to Hoboken. I'm gonna chill for this last week. Then what the shit is coming back for a 7th season? I'm going to focus on that. You know, I got on Pandora. I've done a lot of shit in 2 years. I'm not leaving on bad terms. I'm pretty sure I can come back and fuck up this shit when I want to. I just ain't full time no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm a part time player. I'm out here in these streets, man, just chilling.
It's not around. The last time you see the duo on the screen together. We still,
yeah. Right, I mean, he's still.
You like,
still
you
around,
like the Rock,
you know?
Man. He's a part time champion.
Yeah. I'll come in, you know, raise an eyebrow, make some money, and then walk the fuck out and come back in 6 years.
Yeah. That's pretty much how he does it.
I mean, that's how it works. Yeah, I may go make a couple of shitty movies like The Tooth Fairy. Oh, fucking Tooth Fairy.
Man, that movie.
Try not to talk about that
one. I talk about that shit all day. The Tooth Fairy was the absolutely positively worst movie ever made.
Talk about it.
Even that movie, The Styx Road, made $30. The Tooth Fairy made $24. And $5 of that was for me. Can't believe I paid for that shit. Anywho.
Made more than Styx Road.
Not by much. not by much. Smallest of minor majors. But anywho, man, like I'm saying, it's been real. 8 seasons in, you know what I'm saying? 2 years, better hands. You know, all that stuff, man. I ain't about to be all emotional and shit. I mean, no punk, you ain't about to have me out here crying.
Why is the show?
Tyrese?
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's go. Damn. All right. Yeah. So like I was saying, you ain't about to have me up here crying and shit. I am too hard for that.
Help me, nigga.
Oh my God!
I'm just trying to get them all out the way before I get up out of here. Oh,
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm milking this shit. I'm not leaving without leaving, motherfucker. You had to cut me out. No, I'm just playing. I like this shit. I am now I'm about to do a Pete Davidson. You got to carry me out. This motherfucker, I ain't leaving.
Oh my God!
Nah, but it's been real.
Don't you put that on us?
Who the hell?
Enough from the clown.
Interrupting my shit. Anywho. Nah, man, it's been. What the hell? All right.
So we got it. We're good.
I'm battling sound bites.
He fucked up.
Anywho. Before I get out of here, I got to do this one last time.
The dance?
What was the name? What was the guy's name from DC?
Marcus Johnson.
No, the dude. Yeah, no, not him. He, Brian Pumper's step cousin roommate. The dude who stepped down from DC.
Walter Hermada.
Yeah. Yeah, Walter Hermada. Hey, Walter Hermada. Walter Hermada.
Shut up, bitch.
You out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, man, it felt good. All right. 8 years, 2 years, you know what I'm saying? 8 seasons. Been real. Garrett and Will. You gonna need my blessing. You guys are fucking awesome. I didn't say that, so if this is live, it never happened.
Thank you.
The world, this thing is in better hands. Chris, I appreciate you. You pulled me out of a dark place and gave me a chance to talk shit. And you know,
it's not like an opportunity.
I gotta say this shit on camera, or else people right. Like, well, you didn't say it on camera. You gave me feel you feel. Fuck your feelings. Anywho, so like I was saying, you gave me a chance, man, and I appreciate it. Brought something to the table, gave me an opportunity when no one else would, because I like to talk shit. I appreciate you guys, Knicks. It's fucked up, man. You let them get nominated. I'm about to leave this motherfucker. I ain't gonna never let that go. But you're all right. You all right. It's been real, man. Like I said, What the Shit is now, you know, the focus, doing some appearances here and there, man, but just trying to go to the next level, but also give Chris his opportunity, man, to take his stuff to the next level.
And you never know when the live appearances for Blurred's Eye View, like for next year, you never know. I might
pop up, you know. Yeah, you I'm everywhere. Know. Hoboken ain't that far away. Hawkeye got a jet.
Look at this Hawkeye.
It's actually
it's better than Cyclops. Let's put it.
It's actually an airboat he will borrow from Thor and them. It was a used car salesman type thing. Anywho, don't worry about it. I'll fill y'all in later. I appreciate it, man. It's been real. Do your thing.
All right.
Wait, one more thing. Wait. Walter Hermada.
Shut up, bitch.
One more, please.
Oh, and Will likes
titty sprinkles. I do love me some titty sprinkles.
The joy.
I got a butterfly.
Really? Yeah. I gotta follow this shit?
You gotta follow that.
Titty sprinkles sounds like chest hair dandruff. Ugh.
It do. It's actually a bad Selsun Blue commercial that Morgan Freeman taped, but didn't air it. It was actually him and Walter Hermada and Hawkeye and Cyclops. They all walked in the room with Wolverine, and Wolverine was using Selsun Blue, and it was just like
titty sprinkles. I do love me some titty sprinkles.
Oh my god. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead. I'm done.
It also sounds like something out of like a strip club's like group bathroom or showers or something like
and
that.
And now coming to the stage, titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles.
Titty
sprinkles. I do love me some titty sprinkles.
Sprinkles. DC, you bring your black ass back here, please. You are needed. I need you at least once a month. Once a month, maybe every other month, every 6 months. All right,
here's what I do. I won't fully go away. Okay. I'll just Hawkeye it. So every now and then, you know, I might pop
just
up.
Just beep boop.
Like, surprise, motherfuckers.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think as my cat's food, automatic food dispenser goes off in the background. That's cool. I do have animals. I love them. I'm a veterinary nurse sometimes.
Sometimes.
Every once in a while. There's a pencil sticking out of his face. Hi, I'm White Lady. I'm here to say niggas did this. You ever seen them infomercials late at night with the old girl to be in the eyes of an angel playing? Sorry,
sad
I
dog.
I've been doing this.
Will's face right now. You got
it. He's gone.
He's just like. He's gone.
Sorry, I wait. I stay up way too late. The infomercials be coming on to be like the 1-800 hotline. Call me, and then it'd be like some weird ass dog commercial. We're like maybe trying to get money for Pete and stuff. Sorry, go ahead. Oh, and that one infomercial with the chop it thing and dude who won't crack it, be like, bye, ShamWow. I'm Billy Mays. Billy Mays is dead.
Vince is gone.
Damn, I knew he was on that stuff, man. His heart gave out. He was one too many chop tickies.
His teeth, too. So.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
I said it with my whole chest. His teeth are gone. Anyway.
Titty sprinkles.
Salty balls. Chocolate. Salty balls. Yes.
Oh, that's my sponsor. Who I was sponsored tonight by Chef Chocolate Salty
Balls. I'm going to play it out with that.
My name is Kira.
With the Apothegrid.
With the Apothegrid. Living out here in these streets, slightly inebriated. The only way to fly. I have a podcast called Child of Mandalore. It is on Spotify. I am on the TikToks, also under Child of Mandalore. I lead with that because I often forget about that name for whatever reason. Because right now my baby is Room Full of Blurs, which is on that side of the screen. I am on Instagram. I'm on Fanbase. I'm sure I'm on something else that I can't remember because Apothic Red. And Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I hold an audio room. And I'm considering actually making a move to Clubhouse as well on Sundays. So there'll be more of me everywhere, anywhere you go. Lots of fun drinking and imbibements and talking about things that you probably wouldn't talk about in the blurred community on a regular basis. Like, lots of stuff that I can't say because I don't want to ruin Chris's community. But you get what I'm saying.
You got to tune in.
Wait a minute. Half the shit that was already said, you can't say so. There's something worse than that.
Cocaine and G-spots? Yeah, a little bit.
That's impressive.
I have goals. They're very low.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Dylan.
Talk of the care of everybody. She'll be here all week. Tip your waitress before she drink your drink.
I have done that and will continue to do it.
How do I follow that?
It's not often I'm in a circle where I feel like I'm the saved one. This is wild.
Come down with us. Join us.
Yeah, on that note, it's your boy Will Be Watching. You can find me everywhere that matters at Mayhem Media, MAYEHEM Media. Quick plugs, Baltimore Comic Con is this weekend. The homie Hellspawn Cosplay is going to be in the building. Executive producing, I am producing, and at Black Captain Kirk is directing X-Men Children of the Atom. It is a X-Men cosplay action short. So if you're going to be in the area, come down, come through, say what's up, help us out. If you're not, be on the lookout for it sometime coming soon. I just want to say, DC, it's been a pleasure, my brother. Really appreciate your energy every week. It makes this a hell of a blast. So sad to see you go, but definitely appreciate your time and energy, man.
Right on, right on, right on.
Make him cry, make him cry.
Make him cry. That'll never happen.
Oh, hell no.
Yo, so as usual, catch us on IG, Blurred's Eye View. Go there, you get the link tree in the bio. There, you'll follow all the great socials that's there. Go to Blurred's Eye View Podcast on Facebook. You can listen to us on Opulence Radio, and you can also follow us on Twitch with Blurred's Eye View One. Thank you to our sponsors. Oh my god, what?
Hey, shits himself. I know this dude was trying to steal a package off of Marine's Porsche, and he put a flashbang in the thing. So as soon as he picked it up, the flashbang went off in his hands.
Oh, shit, I love himself. That video. I love that video.
Send that to me. I gotta see that now.
His drawers, man.
I gotta see that now. Oh my god,
he shit himself. He went in his hands with his
ladies and gentlemen, DC.
I would have been. Hey, I've often
his
said
his jaws is around his ankles. He trying to walk down the driveway with his shorts around his ankles. Man, he shit himself.
Yeah, you got to send me that one.
Thank you to our stories. That is funny.
Thank you to our sponsors, Ultimate Wireless, who's providing the wireless charger for our winner, CJ. So thank you for winning our first annual. Well, it's not going to be our first annual because we're going to be doing this again. Our first ever. Nerd Jeopardy, so congratulations on that one.
Will there be a Super Jeopardy for winners so we can all like boom?
Ooh. Don't give me ideas.
Just saying.
Don't give me ideas because that sounds like a plan now, baby. you know what? We're going to end it out real quick with this.
Running low on energy, long days and even longer nights. Tired of all the other energy drinks and bars promise you a lot and never delivering? Need to make it through work, but want a product that can keep up with your busy lifestyle? Want no longer? Try Chef's Chocolate Salty Balls. The balls that are so smooth and with a load of nutrients and vitamins to really get you up and bouncing off the walls. Made with all natural ingredients and healthy junk to satisfy even the pickiest eater. Chef's Chocolate Salty Balls are sold everywhere where you buy your junk. And now, for those who want that extra kick in the butt, comes Chef's Heavy Duty Chocolate Salty Balls with 120% more caffeine than the leading brand. Disclaimer, this product has not been approved by the FDA or World Health Association. Warning, this product is not intended for consumption by children, elderly people, or women who are pregnant or may become pregnant. You might even get pregnant.
We are so bad. But once again, thank you for tuning in, everybody. You can catch us on Facebook, Blurred's Eye View Podcast, as long as and Facebook and YouTube, as a matter of fact. If you go to the IG, you'll go to Blurred's Eye View and you'll find the link tree, like I said, in the bio. Thank you to our sponsors at Ultimate Wireless for providing this wireless charger. CJ, I'm gonna get your information so we can get that all sent off to you. Congratulations for winning our very first Nerd Jeopardy game show. And until then, remember to educate yourself and others, entertain yourself and others, and most of all, encourage yourself and others. I'm Chris Fury with the team and our guests, Nick, CJ, and Zach. We're seeing DC all for the final time, but guess what? You can also catch past episodes if you go to the YouTube channel and listen to us on anywhere you listen to podcasts. And until then,
wait, there's more. Next Wednesday, season 7 premiere. What the shit? That's where you can catch me at. I'll be there all week.
We'll be back.
You know what I'm saying? You did? It don't seem like we were gone. Excursion is dropping an exclusive world premiere only on our show with the homie Yuckmouth. So there you go. World premiere. We coming back with world premiere videos.
Yes. And shout out to
also,
Jay Rich.
I got a surprise for y'all.
For the premiere?
Yeah, y'all gonna want to tune in. Yeah. There's gonna be somebody there.
Don't worry, I won't get it. I won't get it out of him until the day or the day.
Never. That was loud. That was very loud. Sorry.
Like you hurt yourself on that one.
My agent Orin kicked in. I didn't know I had that in me.
Shout out to Jay Rich. If you are in the Atlantic City area, in November 4th through the 6th. Here's a commercial for it. You want to check this out?
Well, I know what J-1 me and Hawkeye and Cyclops is doing in Hoboken next weekend.
Yeah, y'all going to New Jersey. Atlantic City, J1Con, 10-year celebration. Shout out to Jay Rich of J1Con. He's doing some big things. Longest running anime and video game convention owned by a black person. That is dope. Congratulations, Jay, on that one. But until then, this ain't the last you see of us. But this is going to be the last day to see
us. It's the last you'll see of me. So, it's just...
so
until then... We don't do anything I wouldn't do, but do everything I would do. Just do it slightly better than me, 10% better. Just and 10? I didn't do anything. Well, I only did it 5%. So hell, you 10% would be 15. Shit. I mean, how far do you want to achieve? Overachievers, Jesus Christ!
Never do anything half ass. Go full ass. That's what he's saying.
I need a quarter ass from everybody, and I'll bring up the half ass. You know, just
I'm on it.
Ass and a little Whipple tickle.
Yeah, a little Whipple tickle. But no, you guys are fucking amazing.
Don't forget cocaine.
And cocaine, yeah.
I'm trying to be serious for 1 second before we close this out. Will and Kieran, you guys are fucking amazing. The show is in good hands. Chris can be a little cranky if you don't give him oatmeal by 7.
Oatmeal? What the fuck? I don't even eat oatmeal. Damn. I thought you said oatmeal like that.
What oatmeal? What about Geritol?
Why oatmeal? I was just going to say, Kier, if you stuff it in the oatmeal and mix it up real night and you give him the airplane thing, he won't even know.
What the hell? God damn.
Just damn beard off. Here comes the airplane. He be like, num nums.
Well, he's getting excited now. I can see it in his video.
You've been talking to Candy Jesus. Bee, haven't you? She's been on that BS again.
Num nums, Chris, like num nums.
Little titty sprinkles in the oatmeal. He'll be
yes, okay. Titty sprinkles like to go in the oatmeal. Yes, daddy likes.
Oh, somebody get to the case after this one. I'm glad this is my last one. When that lawsuit, hit, they're like, DC was not there. Mm-mm.
Is this the 10% you were talking about? 10% right here? Okay, cool.
Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah. You never cut it. Never
dial
back.
It back at least 5% more because that was a little too much right there.
Okay, just, I'm sorry.
Wait, it's after 10 o'clock, so it counts.
Oh, well, go ahead. Go 20. Take it up. Turn it up.
It's after 10 o'clock. This is normally what blurs out you at the
cocaine for everybody.
You guys be real. You guys be safe. You guys be you. Have fun. Enjoy what you do. Be yourselves and continue to grow. And I'm out.
All right. And we are out of here. Catch me on Furious Reacts and Reviews up on the YouTube channel. And until then, catch y'all later.
Going rogue, motherfuckers. You thought you wasn't gonna see DC again, nigga. I'm in this motherfucker. Matter of fact, shut that shit off. Man, yeah. Where's that? I can't find it.